With 89.3 WRKF, I'm Ashley Westerman. The State Public Service Commission reported today that about 131,000 homes and businesses were still without electricity. That's about 6% of customers statewide. After Isaac came ashore 6 days ago, more than 900,000 were without power. Entergy, the state's largest electricity provider, was able to make significant progress restoring power over the weekend thanks to, in part, new technology that pinpoints damage in specific lines. But as Entergy spokeswoman Sheila Pounders told me today, the speed of restoration is about the same as it was after Katrina, Gustav, and Rita, and that at this point, the level of restoration varies from place to place.
In the capital region around Baton Rouge, we are to the level that we're now picking up the little small isolated cases. Plaquemines Parish, you know, we still have some issues with flooding there, and which is causing accessibility issues. Each of the different areas is at a different level. You know, we've completed all of our assessment, and the majority of our backbones are back in, and we're now out, you know, restoring power to our laterals, which is feeds that are off the main backbones.
And earlier you all tweeted a statistic that says that the only storms that have caused more power outages was Katrina, which was over a million, Gustav, which was about 964,000, and then Rita at 800,000. Is power restoration after Isaac moving faster than any of these other storms?
Well, in some of the areas, yes. The difference is that with Katrina, Rita versus Isaac, customers left the area and didn't return for days later. So, you know, streets were empty. You know, we had the ability to block streets real easily. It makes it easier when the public is not at home. And not only that, you know, our customers get hot without power. You're having to, your whole life is in, you know, an uphill until you get your power restored. So the difference is that everyone stayed home this time versus leaving. So technically, you know, we're moving about the same as we do in other storms. We have a process and we stick to it.
And so what at this point is making your all's job the most difficult?
At this time, you know, traffic is still an issue. You know, we've got a lot of trucks on the road and pulling in and out of traffic and, you know, pole trucks. You know, sometimes customers don't realize that behind the big bucket truck there's something else, and they'll go to turn quickly and not realize that there's a pole trailer behind it. You know, the thing is right now is, you know, we're just asking the public, watch out for our trucks, be cautious. Beside that, it's just the fact of so many customers still out, and the safety factor. You know, the guys have been working now for almost a week, and we're trying to make sure that they stay focused, because if they lose focus, you know, there's a chance of an injury or even a fatality. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that the guys are getting 8 hours of sleep at night and are well rested when they begin their work.
Now that the assessment part is over, do you have any idea when you think everything is going to be back up in running order?
You know, from the state standpoint, we expect to have 90% of our customers in by the 6th. You know, in some of the areas where, you know, in Baton Rouge, we're over that percentage now. You know, in Jefferson Parish, you know, we're around 70%. You know, we're going to hit that 90% by Thursday, no doubt. There's going to be some customers who can't take power, and then the ones that are going to be the longest are the flooded areas. So hopefully a couple more days, and we'll see some significant progress from a statewide standpoint.
Okay. Sheila Pounders with Entergy, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.